take a pinch of it while you was getting it.
Oh, shit.
And the crackers, they were just in, just loose. They'd just go back to a big wooden box and get way out so many crackers for you. And the pickles, same way. Go back to the barrel and count out one or two pickles or however many.
You call that buying it in bulk, is that?
Everything was in the bulk. And the navy beans and the lima beans and the rice and everything like that, that would be in bins, and then they'd just go by and weigh, the merchant would just weigh you up so much, you know, however much you want.
I see.
There wasn't anything packaged.
I see. The flour and the lard, those things.
Well, the flour was in sacks, of course. The cornmeal was in sacks, and the lard was in bulk.
It was.
Yeah, they'd put that in a pasteboard container, and maybe I don't think they even had paraffin paper. I think they just put the lard down there. Because I know you sure would scrape it out when you put it on, took it home and put it in your pail.
They save it.
Bucket.
You mentioned having a garden. Can you tell me what you used to grow in the garden?
We grew everything, and we could grow anything you planted, and we grew everything. We always had a garden.
Yes, I'd be interested to know what especially
raise our own potatoes. All sweet and Irish potatoes, and then of course the vegetables was the radishes and lettuce and onions, and we didn't use very many green peppers in the early days, but later on we used an awful lot of them. And then we would dry everything that we could dry for winter. We did, like the onions. My daddy always had onions strung up in bundles. I call them bundles. And hung from the rafters of the garage for the winter onions. And the potatoes, always dried those under the house.
I see. Did you ever grow little tomatoes about so big?
The what?
Little tomatoes about that
big? Oh,
yeah.
Later days, yes.
What did you call them? Ever call them Tommy Toes?
I don't know.
Did
still grow them.
Does Tommy Toe sound right or not?
Tommy Toes, no. Just tomatoes.
No.
And we can a lot of tomatoes. We'd always can our tomatoes, and then we'd can our soup mix. I still can my soup mix. But everything that you raise in the garden, in it.
Did you flavor things with okra? Or?
In the soup mix?
Yes.
Yeah. Generally, I always flavored mine with a soup bone. Fix the soup bone, boil that, and then have the water to put on my soup mix that I've cooked.
I see.
Then when you cook it, you don't actually have to have, I mean when you use it, don't have to have meat, but I still put meat, another soup bone. But that's real handy. I still have some of that.
Did you use okra in the soup?
Oh, yes. Okra and corn and peas and tomatoes and potatoes and just soup mix.
I see.
I'll show you a can of soup mix if you want.
Different kinds of beans. You say you had the different kinds of beans, navy, that you bought at the store, or did you grow those?
Grow everything.
The different beans. Did you have butter beans?
Yes, my butter beans and peas and black-eyed peas and
I see.
Purple hull peas.
And did you use green beans very much, or?
Gracious, yes. Canned those by the dozen jars every year.
I see. How about cabbage? Did you?
Never did do anything with cabbage, but just eat it or make slaw.
I see.
Never made kraut, but you could.
Did you use corn, sweet corn, very much, or?